Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Enrique Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Burba. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting second. The right fielder, Adrian Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Warren Morris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Benjamin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Keith Osick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Francisco Cordova. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Francisco Cordova. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin misplays the ball. That's an error on Benjamin. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Osick and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Burba covering, for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Giles moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giles scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Young trying to get to home. Justice throws the ball into Diaz who tags Young, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sprague moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice takes first base on ball four. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justice moves to second. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Indians nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Osick strikes out. Two outs. Francisco Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive towards the mound. Berber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Berber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berber takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Vizquel reaches third base with a triple. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Indians nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Sprague moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sprague scores. Morris moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Osick is 0 for 1 in the game. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cordova fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to second. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Justice hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cordova fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Indians nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Francisco Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wenner pinch hits for Al Martin. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wenner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown is hit by the pitch. Wenner moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alomar. Wenner scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Pirates. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giles goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Pirates. Dwight Gooden now pitching. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprague is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sprague hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Pirates. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morris hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gooden, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Wenner now playing left field. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Wenner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Gooden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gooden takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Indians nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jacob Cruz now playing center field. John McDonald now playing second base. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Osick is 0 for 2 in the game. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Francisco Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wenner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wenner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thome moves to third. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thome scores. Justice moves to second. It's 10-1, Pirates. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justice scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 10-2, Pirates. Alex Ramirez pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Greg Hansel now pitching. Alex Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Indians 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Pirates. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sprague is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sprague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John McDonald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDonald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Indians 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pat Borders now playing third base. Enrique Wilson now playing shortstop. Steve Reed now pitching. Warren Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Osick is 0-for-3 in the game. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Wilkins now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Justice is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Justice moves to second. It's 11-3, Pirates. Richie Sexson pinch hits for Steve Reed. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sexson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Osick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Indians 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Brant Brown pinch hits for Mark Wilkins. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wenner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wenner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adrian Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Glantz now pitching. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDonald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDonald hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.